OPEC Secretary General Abdullah Badri says the new quota will cut a total of 4.2 million barrels per day from September production levels. The steep cut of more than 2 million barrels a day beginning with the new year had been expected. OPEC members have been predicting some dramatic initiative to try to stem the steep slide in oil prices since July. Earlier, Saudi Arabia and Russia announced oil production cuts. Saudi oil minister Ali Naimi proclaimed that there was a consensus within OPEC over the cut. Russian deputy premier Igor Sechin and Azeri energy minister Natiq Aliyev announced cutbacks of a total of more than 600,000 barrels a day. OPEC president, Algerian oil minister Shakib Khalil, says his group wants to implement cuts alongside non-OPEC oil producers to successfully reduce the excess supplies. He says that OPEC is talking to non-OPEC members, Mexico, Russia, and Norway, in order to get them to cut production, and that any help on their part in cutting will add to the total effect of an OPEC cut. Top producer Saudi Arabia noted recently that many oil-producing countries may halt production entirely if prices go under $40 because it will no longer be profitable. The price of a barrel of crude oil has fallen by around 70% since reaching a record high of more than $147 on July 11th. Oil analyst Walid Kaduri of the Middle East Economic Survey says the oil production cut may be more than many people were expecting.
First of all, it's 2 million by OPEC, and they are estimating 600,000 barrels cut by the non-OPEC countries, not just Russia, but maybe other countries also. And second, I think it could put a floor, but it's not for sure. It could put a floor for the downtrend and in the slide of price. It's a big step, very big step to cut 2.6 million. And that's almost like 3% of production. No, it's more than the market expected.
Despite the large projected cut in production, Kaduri thinks it is possible the global economic crisis could overwhelm OPEC and make the production cut ineffective.
So I think the world economic crisis could really make useless this decision. But they are also trying to deal with another thing, not only the slide in demand because of the crisis. They are trying to deal with the fact that there is counter-seasonal stocking. During the winter, the consumption increases because of the cold weather. But now what they are seeing, there's a very high storage going on worldwide. So they are trying to deal with two things, the slide in demand and the rise of storage.
OPEC has a history of reacting too little too late in past economic crises. In 1991 and 2001, the oil cartel slashed production, but not soon enough to stem the steep fall in prices. This time around, it remains to be seen if OPEC will have more clout in moving oil prices to the $75 level, which many OPEC countries say is the fair price for a barrel of oil. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.